There's a new wrinkle in a story we first reported back in May about a 23,000-acre swath of timberland in western Maine that accounts for a large share of Maine's maple syrup output. As we reported, the owner of that parcel, known as Big Six, has been seeking a multi-million dollar conservation easement from the government. But now the Maine Department of Agriculture has stepped in and could also become a stakeholder in the enterprise. Well, Steve Missler has been following this story and joins us now to explain some details. Steve, what exactly is the Maine Department of Ag trying to do here?
Well, the department is essentially stepping in to apply for $1.2 million easement that would be paid for in part by the Land for Maine's future fund. The state money would be used as a match for roughly another $3.5 million in federal forest legacy funds to complete the easement. Now, the application and the details of the LMF easement are not yet public, but we can probably assume that the state wants to ensure that the maple syrup production continues on that land. The owner, Paul Fortin, has said that he would be forced to cut the sugar bush there if he doesn't get the easement. So it appears that the state wants to make sure that that doesn't happen. And what's interesting about this is that the Agriculture Department is essentially applying for funds from an agency, that's LMF, that it oversees.
So has this ever happened before with LMF?
Yeah, it has. I mean, state agencies have been co-applicants on several other conservation projects. I mean, but this is unique in the same way that the Big Six project is unique as a conservation project. I mean, typically conservation projects are designed to protect a property against the threat of development and to ensure that there's public access for hunting, fishing, and recreation. Big Six is largely inaccessible to most Mainers. I mean, getting there often requires two border crossings through Canada. I mean, we did this back in May. And development pressure is questionable because it doesn't come from Maine or the United States. It comes from Canada, and that pressure is also in question. But the primary goal here appears to be protecting the syrup production at Big Six. And as we've reported before, that production is done almost exclusively by Canadian companies. Also, most of the syrup from Big Six never gets sold in Maine. It's shipped to wholesalers in Vermont and New Hampshire, where it's sold as a product of the U.S., not Maine. And the project has also come under scrutiny because Governor Paul LePage supports it. LePage has repeatedly assailed the LMF program, saying it only benefits rich landowners. In this case, the landowner applying for LMF funds is Madison businessman Paul Fortin. And Fortin has donated to LePage's election campaigns, and he's also donated to a political action committee the governor used to influence the composition of the legislature.
So if this does get approved, then what would the exact nature of the relationship be between the department and the owner?
Well, that's unclear because all of this, the terms of the easement, even the application, are shielded from public view until November. That's when the LMF board will begin reviewing the applications. But, you know, I mean, one thing we don't know is whether the easement, what kind of forest management plan the two sides would agree to. And, you know, I mean, I think but at the end of the day, the larger goal here is to protect the syrup production. And if this is approved by LMF, the state will become a steward of maple syrup production at Big Six. And that is, I don't know if that's unprecedented, but that's certainly a significant step by the state.
Well, Maine Public Radio's Steve Missler joining us from Augusta. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jen.